Did people ever used to, young people get together and like to get out on the floor and move?
Dance.
Yeah, did they used to do that?
Yes, they used to do that. I never did go to dances. Mm-hmm. Of course, way back yonder, old people didn't believe in dancing much, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But all my children learned to dance at home.
Oh, they did?
They had a record player, you know, and they had an organ, and the boy, the oldest boy, he played the fiddle and the guitar, and they had plenty to learn to dance by at home, and bunches of youngsters come there, you know, and they didn't have to go away from home to learn that.
Well, that's
well
good.
We had so many, we had to keep them at home as
sure
much as we
did.
Could.
Sure.
Now, when I was growing up, there was nothing like that to mount anything. Mm-hmm. But we had church every Saturday night and Sunday and Sunday night, and then we had a prayer meeting.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
And then on Sunday evenings we'd have singing at some of the houses, you know, from their homes. And Grandma Paris, my mother's mother, she would get a bunch of us together Sunday evening and go to the Grove and have Grove prayer meetings, you know. And, that really did stir all of us young people up, you know, go to the Grove meeting.
That would be really.
We just get so happy and there under a big old tree somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And, and she just got so much good out of it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You were talking about, like, if children got out of school at 3 o'clock, you'd say, at 3 o'clock, school
is out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then after the summer's over,
they have a vacation then.
And then and then when their vacation's up, then they have to...
We had to pick cotton in the vacation, summer
did.
Vacation. And we always had 2 months school in the summer when I was going to school.
You did.
And then we... could stay out 2 months in the fall and pick cotton. And then we'd have a 4 months of school in the winter. And that made 6 months during the year. But that's the way it was arranged, you know. So the children that are big enough to pick cotton could stay out and pick cotton to get their clothes for winter to go to school in the winter. So that's the way we got our schooling.
So then after you got through picking cotton, you'd say it was time for school to...
Yeah, then it'd be time for school to start, you know.
When, again, then after that.
When we'd stay out and pick cotton a while in the fall. When school started then, we'd be ready, you know, to go back to school. Then we'd go to school 4 months.
And then 2 months.
And then we'd be out again while in the spring, you know, strawberry picking time and things like that, you know. And then in summer we'd have 2 months of school and supposed to be ready for the cotton patch.
So they just had to arrange it around.
Because people had to work, you know, to live, just like they do now. Now, children have to go to school 9 months out of the year.
Yeah.
And I tell you, they just get wore out.
I think so, too.
It just seems like now, used to when we finished the 8th grade, we knowed more then than the 12th grade would.
Sure.
I got grandchildren that would come to me and come to their mother that just finished the 8th grade. And when they was finishing the 12th grade, they'd come for help.
To you, sure.
And to tell them things, you know. And I didn't go to school near as much as they did.
But you knew more.